Kirbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Chav Tes. We are here at the Mishnah on Chav Ches Mabez. A couple of Mishnahs today. Most of today's discussion will center around the concept of Ma'amer, which is, again, Kiddush Amid Rabbanon. We'll see that Beis Shammai holds it's probably, as most understand, that's actually Daraisa. Okay, but the first Mishnah does not talk about that. So let's dive right in. Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Shenisun Ashtei Achayos. Right, again, same idea that we've been learning before. You have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. O Isho Bita, or a mother... and her daughter. Oh, Isha Ubaspita, or mother or granddaughter. Oh, Isha Ubaspina, or mother and granddaughter from her son. They do chalitza, and they don't do yibam. Here, the Mishnah is just expanding the concept of achos zekukaso. We talked about din derabanan. If two sisters are zekuka to a person, so then he's not going to marry them. It's an iser derabanan because of the zika there. But they need to do chalitza. Because the Araisa, they are actually Zokotim. They do actually have that linkage to the Avam. So here the Mishnah just expands it. It's not only sisters, but it's also, let's say, for example, like as we said, right, mother and daughter. So if any of those scenarios, so that's, again, if they fall from two different guys, right, if they fall from the same husband, so then, right, that's one of the Ervas we talked about. In the beginning of the Masechta. But if they're falling from two different houses, right, theoretically, right, that's, right, theoretically, you could do Yibam on one or the other, but Achos Zekukaso is going to mess that up, or Isha Ubita, so the Chotzos will love Mesiyamos. Rabbi Shimon Poter, we have to talk about Rabbi Shimon Shita, but he says actually, that he says, no, they don't actually have to do Chalitza, Rabbi Shimon is part of it. What's it called? Right. So Haisa Achas Mehen Asura Allah of Isra Erva, but let's say, one of those women, right, was an Isra Erva, as we said before, right? So then Asrba Umutra Bachosa, so then, right, he's obviously not allowed to take her, but there's no two Zikas here, right? A guy's sister, for example, or a guy's daughter is not Zakuktim at all. So therefore, there's only one Zika, and he's allowed to marry that woman's sister. Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, again, as we said before, is if there's an Isra Derabon in there, so then Chalitza V'lo Mesuyah B'Emes, right, they're not going to do Yibum, right, they're going to do Chalitza, right, because there's an Isra Derabon in there that doesn't, it's not an Isra Erva, right, that completely gets the woman out of the concept of Yibum, but it's an Isra Derabon, so therefore we're going to do Chalitza, but not Yibum. So Gemara says, Tanya V'lo N'Raisa, Rabbi Shimon, Poter B'Shtehem, Menei Chalitza M'nei Yibum. Where does Rabbi Shimon get his from? Again, we're telling me that if the issue of, let's say, for example, Achos Zekukaso, if Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to do Chalitza, so that seems to imply, right, that that's a Din D'Araisa. Right, if you're telling me that it's only, again, as we understood until now, that Achos Zekukaso is a Din D'Rabbanan, so really Mi D'Araisa, right, they are Zokuk to the Yavam, and they need to do either Yibam or Chalitza. If you're telling me it's also to do Yibam, Mi D'Rabbanan, so we're going to do Chalitza. Rabbi Shimon doesn't even require Chalitza, so if you tell me that's true, that seems to imply it's a Din D'Araisa. So that's where you get this. So sure enough, the Gemara says, yeah, he's got a pasuk. V'yishalach osalo zikach litzror. I quoted this pasuk before. A person's not allowed to marry achos isha, right? Here's a woman and her sister, right? To make them tzror litzror, to make them right tzara, to make them rivals to each other, right? Co-wives to each other. So the Gemara says, b'shasha nasu tzara zuluzu, right? Lo yehei l'cha likuchan afilu ba'achas mehem. So again, that's the drasha that he drashens out. If whatever reason you have achos zikachoso, right? So that's going to be. And Israel to do Yibam, right? He says, and again, he says, not that only marrying them, but again, that Rabbi Shimon is Mechadish that even, right, if there is Zika, right? Not only if that, again, the Pasha Pshat in the Torah is talking about that they're you're not allowed to marry both of them, but Israel of Achosisha. But here he's saying that even if there's Zika, if Achosuka Kosos, even that's a Din Daraisa as well. Okay, now, if one of them is Israel Erva, the Mishnah said, I said, Akas man, if one of them is Israel Erva, so obviously there's no Zika there, but he can marry her sister. So Gemara says, Asul Amali. Right, Hanu Hach, right? Again, we've learned this before, right? We've done this before. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon, Itzrich. We need this for Rabbi Shimon Shida. Because Sakatai Dechamina, you might have thought to say, Hol Vam Rabbi Shimon Shteachas Lochotzes Velovus Yabmos. Since Rabbi Shimon just said that Achos Zekukaso gets you out of both Yibum and Chalitza, so Ligzor Mishim Shteachas De Alma. You might have thought that if one of them is an Erva, right, you should make sure. Right, you're not allowed to marry the other one. Why? Because people might think, right, that in another case where the two sisters are going to fall to a Yavam and one of them is not an Erva, right, you might make the same mistake that, oh, by the case where, by Jake's case, by Shimon's case where One of them was an erva, one of them wasn't. He went along and married the other one. So too in my case, where but neither of them are ervas, but I can marry one of them. So that's not true. So therefore, we don't want people to think that. But therefore, Kamash Malan. So apparently, right, we're not concerned for that. Okay, according to Rabbi Shimon, right? Is there a mitzvah? Now, if it's a dindra rabbanon, you do chalitza and not yibum. I am Rabbi Shimon shtei chayos lechotzes v'lodim siabmos. But didn't Rabbi Shimon, right, just say again? If you're telling me that, if you're assuming that we're talking about Rabbi Shimon's shita here, right, if you tell me, didn't he just say that you don't need to do yibum, right? You don't do chalitza or yibum, right? And then that's a dindra raisa. So why in the world are you telling me that if there's this dindra rabbanon, right? Again, like we just explained. Right, Rabbi Shimon holds not dindar rabbanon, it's dindar aisa. So why should there be chalitza and yibum? We should do either of them. So Gemara says, gzeira mishum iser mitzvah de alma. So we're concerned that other types of isurim de rabbanon, right? Other types of iser mitzvah, like let's say, you know, one of them is a secondary, you know, the great grandmother type of things that the shnios that we talked about earlier in the Masechta. So you might have thought that would be actually. You don't need to do chalitza there when actually you do. So Gemara says, "Aya hatei nechihi." Okay, so that's fine. That makes sense in terms of the one who is usher to you through the dindar rabbanon. But achosa Michael Amimar, what about the sister? Right, why would you not have to do what's it called? Why would you not? Why would you do chalitza for her? Right, what's the point of doing chalitza for her? So Gemara says, "Gzeira achosa mishum losadida." So it's because of her because her sister. Meaning it's for the other one. Meaning it's exerda because if you don't do chalitza by this one, you might not do chalitza by the one who's actually usher to you. Meaning the rabbanan. So Gemara says, "I have a hagabi erva lo gazrinan." Okay, but in the case where one of them is an erva, one of them is not, so we don't make you do yibum. We don't make you do chalitza with the one who's not because you might think that you know you can marry the one who is. So Gemara says, "Shani erva the gamar gemiri." La inchi vakala isle. No, the Gemara says that the erva is different. Everybody knows about erva, right? If it's a mother or sister or whatever it is, right? Everybody's going to know. But if it's just an issur d'rabbanan, right? So then we're going to make sure you do chalitza on the other one, right? Because you might make a mistake and say that you can, you don't need to do chalitza in either case. Okay, Vayter. Now this is the most of our daf is going to talk about this. Shlosha achin. Again, there are three brothers. Shnayim nesuin, shnei achayos, ve'echad mufne. Two of them are married to two brothers, and one of them is not married. Now, why is it saying not married? Usually, right, it says, the Mishnah gives an example that he's married to someone who's not related to those sisters, right? It usually says nachris. Right, so here, Tosfos Yeshanim on the side explains, that's because you'll see at the end of the Mishnah, right, we can use the line where the third brother is going to end up empty. He's going to end up missing alone, meaning he's not going to be able to marry either one. So we want to, you know, kind of re-emphasize the idea. I was going to use the concept of oil ishto v'oil ishes achiv. So we want to emphasize that he's not able to marry either one of them. Okay, so let's say he's not married. So again, two brothers married to two sisters, and Levi is not married to anybody. So meis acha mibalei achayos. Right, Reuven dies. Okay, ve'asa ba mufne maimer. So Levi does maimer again. This dindar rabbanan, this kiddushin dindar rabbanan. To Mrs. Reuven. And then Shimon dies. So what does he do? What does he do with Mrs. Shimon? Again, Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Reuven are sisters. And now Levi did Maimer with Mrs. Reuven. So the Gemara says, Beishamei Omrim Ishto Imo, right? He can keep right, Mrs. Reuven. And the other one, right, gets out scot-free with nothing because that's Achozisha. Implying, again, Achos Isha is an Isser to marry two women fully, right? Literally, it means Achos, the sister, Isha, of your wife. So again, it seems to imply what most Rishonim understand is that Beishamai is saying that that Maimer is not the Rabbana, but it's Doraisa. This woman is your wife. Now, we're obviously going to have to discuss to what extent is she your wife, but okay. Beishamai says that this woman, Mrs. Reuven, is married to Levi for all intents and purposes. And therefore, it's ad kerekat to the extent that Mrs. Shimon doesn't need anything, because again, that's normally if for whatever reason a guy's sister-in-law falls to him for yibum, so then she goes out scot-free, right? There's no chalitza, there's no yibum because that's an iser erva. Okay, Beisil Amrim Beisil says no. Motzi es ishto v'ger v'chalitza. He gives the mimer again. Normally, he gets rid of Mrs. Reuven with get and chalitza, like you would normally have to do if you did mimer to a yavama and changed your mind. It gives them the normal case, the normal situation of get and chalitza. Eishes achi bechalitza, then Eishes Shimon, right? Mrs. Shimon, he goes, does chalitza with. And again, that's obviously how we've been normally understanding that mimer is d'rabanan, and therefore midaraisa, right? You have achosukukoso here. Right, between both sisters, so he has to get rid of he's getting out of both of them. Zuhishi Amru. This is what we say, right? He can't marry either one of them, right? Oilo al ishtov, oilo al eshes achiv, right? Oyve for his wife, meaning the wife, the woman he married with Maimer, and oyve, right, with his brother's wife, with Mrs. Shimon, right? Because Levi can't marry either one of them. So Gemara says zuhi lemutei mai. Usually, right, the Gemara kind of addresses the first part of the Mishnah and then the last part of the Mishnah. But here we're starting at the end, and we're going to circle back. So, Zuhi Lemutei Mai. When the Mishnah says, this is what we mean when we say, Oyvei to his wife, and Oyvei to his brother's wife, that seems to imply that this is where we say it, but we don't say it elsewhere. So where else might we have said that? So, there is a Mishnah at the end of the Masechta. Lemutei Hakta Rabbi Yeshua. It's excluding Rabbi Yeshua. The law of Dinan Kavasei, we don't hold like him. El E Karam Gamliel, E Karabi Elazar. And we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, we hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. What in the world is going on? So this is the Mishnah later, and Daf Kof tests, okay? Where basically, two, again, you have the standard, not standard, but the very familiar case of two brothers married two sisters, but Shimon's wife is a katana. Shimon's wife is a katana, meaning that he had miyun, not mimer, but miyun. That's when the father dies, and then the mother and the brother marry off the katana. The katana, right, has a choice whether she can stay in the marriage. When she becomes a gadola, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she can decide whether to stay in the marriage or not. So now, you have two brothers married to two sisters. Shimon is married to a katana. Shimon's wife is a katana. Now, obviously, everybody dies, right? Again, Reuven dies. Right, falls to Levi, Shimon, who is married, so not Levi, right, falls to Shimon, who's married to Mrs. Reuven's sister, but she is a katana, right, and their marriage is midrabanan. So now what do you do? So Rabbi Yeshua says he's got to get rid of both of them. He's got to get rid of both of them. He has to give a get, he has to divorce the wife, the katana, and then he has to do chalitza, with Mrs. Reuven, again because again achos hakukasa, many enemies there. But right, he's not allowed to. Right, either way, Tachlis says he's not allowed to marry either one of them. That's what you might have thought, right? That we say oylo leisht oyal ishtov oyal eshes achiv. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, right, have different options over there. They say no, you can play around with it, and you can stay married or get rid of one marriage and keep the other one. Okay, long story short, but basically, Rabbi Yeshua said you have to get rid of both marriages, and that's what we might have thought, that oyal ishto oyal eshes achiv, but really we hold like either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar, who allow you to stay married in some form or fashion. We'll get to that that Mishnah when we get there. Okay, fine. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Back to Beis Shammai's understanding of Maimer. Again, we assume sort of seems like that it's a marriage, a full marriage, right? Because it's going to pater a woman's sister from Yibun Chalitza. That seems to be a full marriage midaraisa. So what's going on with Beis Shammai Shitas? This is basically the entirety of Amud Beis. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Lo tema Maimer le Beis Shammai kone kinyan gomor. Says Rabbi Elazar, let's hold on a second. Relax. We're not saying, according to Beis Shammai, that that Levi is married fully, right, to Mrs. What was the case? Mrs. Reuven. Right? It was Mrs. Reuven? Right, Mrs. Reuven. We're not saying that Levi is married fully to Mrs. Reuven. Right? That to Iboy Lafuke Sagi Bigita. And that to the point where if he wants to get rid of her, all he has to do is give her a get. That's not true. Meaning he would have to do get and chalitza. Right? We're not saying they're fully married. Ella, rather, but how do you understand? Maimer le Beis Shammai eino kona, ella chos tzara bilvad. Maimer doesn't acquire, meaning they're not fully married, but what is Rabbi Shammai saying? He's saying that Maimer acquires to the extent that it will kick out the other woman, meaning that Tzara's Yevimto, meaning the other woman, the Mrs. Shimon who falls to him for Yibum. Meaning they won't have to do Yibum and Chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, but Maimer does not make Mrs. Reuven Levi's wife at all. Okay? Maybe not at all, but to that extent. Meaning they're not fully married, but it will, what will Maimer do? It will, they're fully married enough to get rid of the Yibum slash Chalitza requirement to the point where you don't even have to do Chalitza to Mrs. Shimon. Okay? Amar Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says, Av Ananami Tanina. We can even prove this from our Mishnah. The Mishnah we had at the beginning of the Perek. Beishamai Omrim Yikaimu. Right? Again, Beishamai says, if you remember, right, two brothers married two sisters. And then the two brothers die, and now you have two more brothers, right? And then the two other brothers, right? Again, the two sisters, right? One, Mrs. Reuven falls to Levi, Mrs. Shimon falls to Yehuda, whatever. Okay, that's just for example. So what happens? So you're not really allowed to do Yibum, but Beis Shammai Omrim Yikaimu, that Beis Shammai says that if they do Yibum, even though they shouldn't, then they can stay married. So the implication that the you know from that is Yikaimu in Lachachilolo, that you can stay married, but really, as I pointed out, right, you shouldn't. Really, that's a problem. So now, the Kavis talk about that, Beis Shammai, Kona, Kinyan, Gamor. But if you tell me that according to Beis Shammai, right, that Maimer actually makes them fully married, right, so then Zeyes and Maimer Vyekna. Zeyes and Maimer Vyekna. I understand. Why can't they do Maimer, the Chachila? Right, the implication from Beis Shammai is that they could stay married, is that it's b'di'evet. So I don't understand why. Why can they stay married? Let them do it, l'chachila. Let them both do Maimer, l'chachila. Maimer gets rid of the Zika of the other one. Right? So that's a l'chachila situation, where you only have now a Zika of one woman, and you do a Yibum, and fabulous. Apparently, since they didn't say that, right, they hold that Maimer is not actually fully Kona. So Gemara says, what do you mean? I don't understand. Why does Maimer have to be fully Kona to make this situation work, right? Elamai, you tell me Maimer is not fully Kona. All it does is gets rid of, right, the Zika. That also works, right? All we're trying to do in the case where two sisters follow two brothers separately for Yibum is get rid of one of the Zikas. So docha dechia gemura zayasa Maimer v'yidcha v'zayasa yasa Maimer v'yidcha. Right? If you tell me that again, according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Beis Shammai, all Maimer does is gets rid of the second Zika. Fabulous. So let them do Maimer and you get rid of one of the Zikas, and then you can marry the other one. So Ella, Mayuchal Maimer, rather, what can you say? What do you got to say? Right, so Maimer de Tera Dachi, right, Maimer de Shura Lo Dachi. That no, really, according to Beis Shammai, Maimer that's Heter, that's of Heter, meaning when you have an option of either Yibam or Chalitza, right, a standard case of Yibam, when one woman falls to one brother, no relationship whatsoever. So if he does Maimer, so if then the woman's sister falls to Yibam, then it'll get rid of that Zika. Then there will only be one woman available. Right? But the Sura, but if they did Maimer inappropriately, that's not going to work. Lo Dachi, that's not going to get rid of the other Zika, and that's why in our Mishnah it didn't work out. So so too over here, right? Maimer Afilu Madamar, Maimer Kona Kinyan Gamor. Even if Maimer says that Beis Shammai means that Maimer is fully Kona, they become fully married. That's only Maimer De'atera Kani. That's only Maimer De'atera, any Maimer that you did appropriately. But Medisura Lo Kani, but any Isser Maimer is not going to make you fully married. Right? But again, that doesn't tell me what Maimer does. Right? You can learn that either way. Right, that either Maimer fully marries you, or Maimer just gets rid of the other Yavama. But Mimanoshach, right, you can make the split, and why this Mishnah doesn't share the other Mishnah is because that's only if you did a Maimer Beheteira. But if you did a Maimer Beisura, if you did an inappropriate Maimer, so then that's not going to get rid of the other Zika at all. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar holds up. Beis Shammai said that Maimer only delays, or not delays, kicks out the Zika of the second sister, doesn't fully marry the Yabam and the Yavama. Ravashi Masni Haki. Ravashi said, no, actually, it's a little bit different what Rabbi Elazar says. I'm Rabbi Elazar, lo tema Maimer Beis Shammai Dachi Dechia Gemura. Don't say that, according to Beis Shammai, that Maimer completely and fully rejects the other Yavama to the point where Vitzarasa Chalitza Nami Lobaya, right, to the point where you don't need to do Chalitza to the other wife. Ella docher umishayahu. No, really, it pushes it away, sort of, but it also leaves it over. Meaning that the mimer allows you to marry the woman you did mimer to, even though that's achos zekukasa. But it's not going to get rid of the other zika, and therefore you still need to do chalitza with the other sister. Now, the problem with that interpretation, obviously, is because Beis Shammai said you don't need to do chalitza with the other sister. That's, the Gemara is going to have to ask that. But that's what Ravashi understands. Ravashi understands according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is much weaker. I mean, it doesn't get rid of the other Zika. It just allows you, it just bypasses the Isser of Achos of Ukaso. It just allows you to marry the woman you did the Maimer to. So I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin says also, I'll prove this chat from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah beginning of the Perek. Right, again, the same thing we did before. The Beis Shammai Omer Mikaimu Yikaimu In Lachachila Los. Right, when Beis Shammai says you're allowed to marry, you're allowed to stay married if they did Maimer inappropriately, but apparently you shouldn't do it initially. Right, you shouldn't do it Lachachila. If you talk about that, Beis Shammai Dochu Dechila Gemura, and if you'll tell me that according to Beis Shammai, right, Maimer will get rid of, right, the entire Zika to the second wife, so Zayasar Maimer Vyichcha, Zayasar Maimer Vyichcha. So why can't they do Maimer Lachachila? As Gemara says, no. Vela Hakatani, but again, our Mishnah is says that Beis Shammai Omer Ishtohu Velaza Tetzei Mishum Achosisha. Right, our Mishnah said, what do you mean that Beis Shammai holds that you don't need to do chalitza with the other woman? Right, how can you tell me that all Maimer does is it allows you to marry the woman you did Maimer to, but the other one still needs chalitza? Beis Shammai says, "Befeirush, you don't need chalitza with the other wife." So the Gemara says, "Right, Ella, no, you're right. Yevame Dechazia Lekuhu." So we go back to the original understanding, right? That Maimer is not, as we said before, again, that Maimer only is Docha, the other Yavama, but it's not fully married. So then you go back. So why can't you do Maimer, meaning at the first case, and get rid of in the mission at the beginning of the parak? Why can't you do Maimer and get rid of the Zika to the other wife, to, let's say, Mrs. Shimon, right? If you're Levi, so then Yivama de Chazir Lekulu Chazir Mitasa. So as we said before, right? I mean that only Yivama who's able to do the entire process, right, including Yibum, is Chazir Mitasa, right? He's going to be able to do Maimer. But if she's not able to do all of it, so then you're not able to do. Not able to do Maimer. So in that scenario, again, when you have the two sisters going to the two brothers, right, Maimer doesn't help. Maimer doesn't get rid of the other one because Maimer is taka. You're not able to do Yibum, right? So if it's not able to lead to Yibum, again, as we said, it's inappropriate, right? You're not allowed to do that. Okay, fine. Right, because again, that's the scenario of Achos HaKukosu, right? And they do Maimer, they do Yibam, right? It's that would be not appropriate. Okay. Boy, Rabbi asks the following question. Maimer le Beis Shammai Nisuin Osa o Erisin Osa. What does Maimer do, according to the Beis Shammai? Right? Is it more like Nisuin, or is it more like Erisin? Now, just again, the background, if you're unfamiliar, there are two stages to a Jewish marriage. One of them is Erisin, or Kiddushin. The other one is called Nisuin. Now, Erisin and Kiddushin are mistranslated as engagement. That's not what it is. It's much more serious than in, you know, the modern engagement as you have in the vernacular. But really what it is the first stage of marriage. But it is a serious state of marriage to the point where, let's say, if the wife cheats on the husband, so then she gets put to death. So that's considered to be fully married in that sense. But not fully married in other senses. But either way, is it like the first stage of marriage or the second stage of marriage? So obviously, the question you have to ask immediately is, "Am I Le'abai, my Hilchasa?" Well, who cares, right? What are you asking, right? It's very nice to, you know, have fluffy language and, oh, it's like the first, it's like engagement, it's like marriage, like tachas, right? What's the halacha are you talking about? So Eli Mele Yorsha, if you'll tell me, now we're going to list basically a bunch of halachos that apply to someone who's fully married, right? Which halacha of marriage are we talking about? Are you talking about inheritance, which is only for a nesua, right, or the tamala, or for the kohen to go become tummy for her, right? A kohen is not allowed to become tummy unless it's his wife, right? But that's only, he's only allowed to be mitame for a wife who is a nesua, right? For he's fully married. Ulahafin edarea, for a husband who's allowed to annul the vows of his wife, right? That's again, that's only if it is nesua, right? Again, when they're erisin, when they're only quote unquote engaged, so then he has to do it in conjunction with the father. We'll mention that in a second. But if they're fully married, then he can get rid of her vows, her nisuin, her nidarin. So hashta era. So if that's the shilas you're asking me, so hashta that can't be the halachas you're trying to ask, because hashta arusa be'alma tani Rabbi Chiya, right? Ishto, if, because we know that the split between our erisin and nisuin, and we know that Maimer is even less than erisin, so it can't be that you're asking me whether she's like nisuin or like a nisua or an arusa, right, whether she's fully married or not, because we know that Maimer is less than the first stage of marriage. So it can't be like that. So that's the good one. Gemara's just going to leave, just going to spell that out for us. But that's basically what he's saying. If you tell me it's for either to inherit her, right, from the Yorsha, or to be Matame, or to be made for Neder, so then Hashta Arusa be'amatan Rabbi Chiya. What are you talking about? Rabbi Chiya said that an Arusa, right, is the first stage of marriage, right, is Ishto Arusa, lo onen. If a person, right, a person's, well, for whatever reason, God forbid, a person's engaged wife, right, fiance, let's just say, in the vernacular, and the first stage of marriage, right, dies, so he's not an onen, right, he doesn't mourn her, lo mitame lo, if he's a kohen, he doesn't become a tame for her, v'chein he, and so too, she, lo onenes, she doesn't become an onen, v'lo mitame lo, she won't become a tame to him. Now, that's a weird line, because women kohanim are not forbidden to become tame. Okay, fine, Rashi deals with it right there. Mesa in Yorsha, if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. Mesu gova miksuvasa. On the other hand, if he dies, she gets her ksuba. Okay. But Abud ba Maimer me, but you can ask me about Maimer, which is even less than the first stage of Kedushin. So that can't be the kasha. So now, El Inyan Mesir the Chuppah. Rather, the question is whether you have to do Chuppah, whether you have to do Chuppah after you do Maimer. Is the as we'll see, right? Oh, let's go by there. Right? Meaning, Mai, what's the din? Nisu and Osa? Right, is it like Nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage, v'lo by Monsieur the Chuppah, and we don't need Chuppah? O Dilma Erisin Osa, or maybe it's just like the first stage of marriage, and by Monsieur the Chuppah, and therefore you need to do Chuppah to follow up on the Maimer. So Amar Lei, so he said back to him, so Abai said back to Rabba, Hashalo Abba Maimer, right, Ksiv Yavama Yavola Bar Kocha, Abba Maimer Mibaya. Is that 1 second? Sorry. Ah, yeah. Okay. Meaning that, and then he says weiter, another kasha. Meaning, and then further, meaning if you tell me that there was no mimer, so meaning you can have you can again do yibum and you can sleep with her, right, against her will. Right, again, that's what we're going to learn, that yibum can be done against the person's will. But what about, right, if he did mimer? Right, and the kasha also is, right, meaning on the first hand you need chuppah, on the second hand, is it have to be consensual now? Because yibum, right, is that was the answer. Meaning you don't need chuppah. Chuppah seems to imply that you have to harayat mekudeshesli, right, take her to the chuppah, etc. You have to have her ratzon. Right, I'm just glancing at Rashi. Yeah, okay. I apologize. Meaning, the question he said was, Levi Nafkamina, what's the question? The kasha is whether you have to do chuppah after Maimer, i.e., does the woman have to have a say in the marriage? Because by Yibum, we know the woman does not have a say. And that's exactly the answer. Meaning, by Yibum straight away, right, if, God forbid, a man rapes his Yavama, right, so that works. Yibum works. We'll see. It's Baal Korcha. It's against her will. Obviously, it's terrible, but again, halakhically, that works. So certainly, if there's Maimer, right, so obviously, right, you don't need to do Chuppah. Right? Obviously, you don't need her will. Right, Maimer is still, again, you could just do Yibum. I forget Maimer. We could have skipped that. So I said, back to him, no. There still is Akasha. It could be that if you do Yibum, yeah, it could be against her will, but if you do Maimer, you do need the rotzon of the woman, because shani omer, because I'll tell you that kol ha'usa maimer beivim to parcha mimenu zikas yivmim v'chol ala zikas erusin, because you might have thought that maimer undoes the yibum to the extent that the yibum is gone, and now it's as if they did erusin, as if they're engaged. Right? If a person does harayah mekudeshesli, that's erusin, that's kiddushin. Right, but then you still need the woman's das, you still need to agree to do nisuin. So it could be that once you do mimer, you have changed this relationship from that of yavama and yavam to that of a man and woman who are engaged, who have done the first step of marriage, right? And therefore you would need her consent. So the Gemara says, "My." So what's the din? So Tashma, bring your proof. Shomer's Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad, Ben Shnei Yavamim. Again, if a woman, again, is a Yavama, she's waiting for the Yavam to do either Yibum or Chalitza, whether it's one brother or two brothers. Rabbi Elezer Omer Yofer. Rabbi Elezer says the Yavam is allowed to get rid of her nedarim, her vows. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lechad Lo Lishnayim, only if there's one brother, but not if there are two. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Lechad Lo Lishnayim. And Rabbi Kiva says, no Yavam is ever allowed to annul the wife's vows, the wife's nedarim. So Gemara says, Ravina, but we explained about that, that Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, I understand Rabbi Kiva who says you can never have Faris Nadarim by the Yavam. Savra Ein Zika Afilu L'chad. Right? He holds, there's no Zika. Right? He holds Ein Zika, so therefore they're not connected, they're not married, you cannot do Faris Nadarim. Rabbi Yeshua, I understand Rabbi Yeshua, who said L'chad Yesh Zika, right? If there's one Zika, Trey Ein Zika. Right? Again, if there's one Yavam, then there is a Zika, because we know which one she's going to eventually have to do Yibam or Chalitza too, so there's a Zika, there's a connection there. But if you have two brothers, we don't know who's going to take charge. So then, right, we don't say that there is a Zika, and we don't say that he's allowed to override her Nadarim. El Rabbi Elazar, but couldn't Rabbi Elazar, who says that regardless whether there's one or two guys, Nihi Nami Kasari Yesh Zika, even if you tell me that there is Zika, so Bishlam Alachad, if there's Zika to one brother, so Mefer, so it makes sense that he can get rid of her Nadarim. Ela Betray, but if there are two brothers, so am I. Why can one get rid of her Nadarim? They should both have to get rid of the Nadarim, right? She should be, if she, technically, if you tell me Yesh Zika, and she has two brothers that are waiting to do either Ibn Khalitza, she should be connected to both of them. Both of them should be able, they should have to get rid of their Nadarim. The Amar Rabbi Ami, Hava Ma'askinas, Rabbi Ami explained that this, what are we talking about? Could go into Avad Ba Maimer. That the case is that one of them did Maimer, and it's Beishamai Shita, the Amar Maimer, Kona, Kinigamar, who says that Maimer is a full marriage to the what's called to the Yavama. Now, obviously, this is against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that we began today saying that according to Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar says that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is not a full Kenyan. But here, Rabbi Ami holds not like that, and he holds that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is a full marriage. Now, finally, again, we're asking the Kasha whether after Maimer you need to do Chuppah or not. So Iyamar to Bishlam and Nisuin Osa. See if you'll tell me that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer does Nisuin, so Mishim Hachi Mefer. So that's why, right, you can the Yavam can get rid of the Nadarim of his wife, because that, again, that's only after Nisuin. By Irisin, it's the husband and the father. Right, that's what we're about to say. If you tell me that Maimer, again, here's the case where we did Maimer, right? And it's fully Kona according to Beis Shammai. So if he does Nisuin, so it makes a lot of sense. That's why he can get rid of her Nadarim. But if it only does Erisin, so then, Hechi Matzi Mefer, well, how in the world are you going to tell me that the husband can be made for the wife's nether? That's not what I learned in the Mishnah. Again, this, as I explained, Naru Murasa, Avihu Baalea, Mefirin Nedareha, that when they're engaged, when Namarasa, if they only have the first stage of marriage, so it's the husband and the father. So Amar Rav Nachman, right? So he said, yeah, my Mefer, what do you mean? Mefer? That Mefer, Bishotvos, Enechanami, that's what it means, that the husband does the first in the Darim with the father. And then it could be that the Maimer only does Erison. So Gemara says, okay. Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Maimer, the Beis Shammai Einu Kona. Again, now going back to what we said, we said this is all based on Rabbi Ami explaining that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is fully Kona. Rabbi Elazar, as we started today, said that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is not fully Kona, just gets rid of the other Zika for the other Yavama. Sorry, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Maimer, the Beis Shammai Einu Kona. Rabbi Elazar, who holds that this understanding of Beis Shammai, that's only to get rid of the other Yavama, so then a Maimer from Bishutva. So then why are they allowed to do the Faras Nadarim? Why can the Yavam and the husband and the father do? Well, he shouldn't be fully married to her. He's not connected to her at all. So how can he get rid of her Nadarim? So Rabbi Elazar, Amar, I would say that the Amri Anna, when I say, right, Eno Kona El Lithkos Batar Bilvad, right, the Losagi Lavagita, right, I only say that all Maimer does is that it gets rid of the other Yavama. That's when you're trying to learn whether you need to get or not. Meaning Ella Boy Nami Chalitza, meaning that when I'm saying that Maimer gets rid of the other tzara, that is according, meaning I what does that mean? Ah, meaning, right. My bad. Sorry. The lo sagi lebegita, ela boi nami chalitza. Meaning, all I'm saying, says Rabbi Elazar, is that Maimer will get rid of the chalitza. And now, the Maimer, the only... One second. Sorry. Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, okay, if you see, fine. If you check out Rashi, he explains what's going on over here. Okay, so my apologies. Right, so I'm going to call Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar say to you, Amar, the Amri, Anna, I only say, when I say that by Shammai holds that Maimer is not Kona, right, it doesn't make them connected. It all it does is gets rid of the other Zika, right? So what I mean, the Lo Sagi La Begita and Ella Boinami Chalitza, what I mean is that if then you would turn around and decide not to marry this woman, so you would need a get and a Chalitza. Right? But, Lahefer Nedera Mi Amrina, but I said nothing with regards to, right, whether Maimer acquires the woman in terms of getting rid of her Nedarim. So according to Rabbi Elazar, he would agree that Maimer is Konet somewhat, i.e., in the realm of being able to be made for Nedarim. So Rabbi Elazar would agree to that, that the Yavam is allowed get rid of the wife's vows with the father. Or another way to understand, I'm going to call Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, again, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak said Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that Maimer is going to be Erison, he was the one who said that you can do the, right, that's when he said that. What it means is that the Yavam can be made for Nidareh, that's with the father. What is that? When he said that, Mi Katani Yeferu, Yafer Katani. So he said, I don't like that. I don't agree that we're talking about a scenario where the husband and the father can annul the Nidarim. Because it says Yeferu, in plural, it says Yafer. It said the Mishnah says that only one guy, right? Yafer is singular, so implying that the Yavam. So Ella rather, Hakmai Skinan Shamda Badin. No, the case over here is where there was a judgment, right? Because for whatever reason, the Yavam is not doing either Yibum or Chalitza. And therefore, they went to Beis Din. Now, halacha is that if a guy is delaying either Yibum or Chalitza, so she starts getting taken care of, right, by this guy. And it says that basically, as he explained, that a woman who takes another, right, that is tied to the husband supporting her. So if you're telling me that the husband is supporting her, right, that, like this case, right, because even though he didn't agree to do either Yibum or Nisuin, but since he's now supporting her through the money that Beis Din is forcing him to pay, so then he is also able to be made for her nether. And that's the case over here. Okay. A little bit of a stumble at the end, but Baruch Hashem. And we'll go fight during the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on where you're listening to this.